What's next? That's the question on Capitol Hill today after the Republican plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act failed to get a vote in the House on Friday.
So let's take a look. Let's bring back our Here and Now political analyst, Paris Denard, the Republican. Hi, Paris.
Hello, hello.
And Jamal Simmons, the Democratic strategist. Hi, Jamal.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. And Paris, how are you? Because President Trump at first blamed the Democrats, but after 7 years and a presidential campaign centered on repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, your party, the Republican Party, could not get its own members to pass it. What happened?
You know, I think that it is a prime example of the main reason why the American people sent Donald Trump to be president of the United States to work with the Congress and figure out ways to get things done as a businessman. And what happened is you saw partisan gridlock at its finest. After 7 years, the Republicans, you know, did not coalesce around a bill that would have been able to pass the House and get past the caucus. And the Freedom Caucus held their ground about the things that they did not want on in that bill. And the Democrats failed to put partisanship aside and agree that, look, we're not looking at something that is fixed. Obamacare is broken, so we need everyone to come together to fix the problem.
Well, Jamal, would you see it that way?
Well, I think the reality is it was a bad bill. Nobody liked it. It was poorly put together. It was poorly sold. Democrats stood fast, and the American people stood up in one of the most amazing displays of citizenship we've seen, frankly, since the Tea Party, and in many ways bigger than the Tea Party when you think about the Women's March and the millions of people who were on the streets. So I think the American people really said that they were not happy with the bill that was on the table, and they want more health care, not less.
Well, it had a 17% approval rating, according to a poll. But Paris, as you look back at it, whose fault is it? Is it the Freedom Caucus, the sort of very conservative Republicans in the House who didn't want that bill? Is it the moderate Republicans who didn't stick with the president on it? Is it the president himself who spent a lot less time pushing that bill than President Obama did with the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, look, I think there's enough blame to go around. I think that at the end of the day, the people want it. They want care, not just coverage, but actual affordable care. And so what we have to do moving forward, as this is a process, is put together a bill that does the things that we know the American people want and that a lot, if not the majority, if not all the Republicans want. Protect Medicare and Medicaid, make sure that the people that need the care that have pre-existing conditions are covered, as well as make sure that if you are 26, you stay on the plan. But it's a difficult thing to do. It's not easy.
But, right.
but in terms of blame, you have to look at the Congress and say, you all are the ones that can make this happen. Republicans, Democrats, come together and actually do something.
You're right. It's not easy at all, Paris. And that's what President Obama knew. And because the real confounding part of what you just outlined is you laid out the other part that people are looking for, which is the Freedom Caucus members who want less government interference and they want a cheaper health care plan so it costs less money. You can't eat chocolate every day, not work out, and not get fat. The reality is, at some point, you've got to pay the piper. We're either going to have more government intrusion, higher taxes, or you're going to end up with less care. There aren't any other ways to fix this problem.
Well, Paris, I have to ask you, because, you know, you've been on several times and you have been a staunch defender of now President Trump. Aren't you at all concerned that, you know, all the reports were indicating that he wasn't as invested in this? He didn't seem to understand the bill. It seemed as if he thought you spoke of him as a great, you know, salesman and negotiator. But, you know, we're getting reports that he was threatening lawmakers and thought that's how you did it. Pennsylvania Congressman Charlie Dent, the moderate Republican, wouldn't deny the reports yesterday that during those heated sessions at the White House, Trump accused Dent of destroying the Republican Party by not getting on board, using language like I'm going to go after you. Aren't you worried that this president didn't seem to understand how it works?
I think the president he's put together under Rick Dearborn an excellent Legislative Affairs team. He understands how it works. You can call it the Johnson treatment or the Trump treatment, if you will. Mm-hmm. But I think when you look at what President Obama did, he really, if you go back and reflect upon how that bill was shoved down the throats of the American people and passed without any, you know, that bill was driven by Speaker Pelosi. She really owned that bill and made it get to the floor and made it pass. Now, President Trump, on the other hand, relied on his partners on the Hill, Speaker Ryan and the GOP leadership, and they fell short. So I think he understood the process, but the first bill out of the gate was relying more on the Hill for them to drive the agenda.
Well, let's talk about Speaker Ryan for a minute, because people have questioned whether he'll be able to stay in power there after this defeat. On Saturday morning, Trump tweeted that people should watch Fox News host Jeanine Pirro's show that evening. Didn't say anything else. He just said everybody should watch Jeanine Pirro's show. And she made this statement at the top of her show.
Paul Ryan needs to step down as Speaker of the House. The reason? He failed to deliver the votes on his health care bill.
So then people were wondering, is that the message that President Trump wanted to get out there? And on Fox News Sunday, host Chris Wallace asked Reince Priebus, the chief of staff at the White House, about the timing of that and whether the president wants Ryan to resign.
I think it was more coincidental, Chris.
Come on.
I did not talk to the president about the tweet. I'm just telling you the truth. There was no pre-planning here. The president.
Why would he say watch her, and then that's the first thing?
Because
out of
he
her
loves
mind.
Judge Jeanine, and he wanted to do Judge Jeanine a favor.
Now I hear a laugh on the other end of the line. I assume Jamal that was you.
It was more like a snort.
It was like a cackle.
It was more like
Jamal's cackle.
They lie about so much,
and
to lie about something that is so easily, I can't say it's disproven, but it's clearly. It's just not probable that the president of the United States randomly pointing out a show that he's never pointed out for people to watch before on the day that this woman went after Speaker Ryan. And if perhaps they hadn't been telling stories about Barack Obama, wiretapping Trump Tower and all the other things that we've heard about in the last few weeks, maybe we could give him a gimme. But this is just a pattern that we can't sustain.
Okay. Well, I heard your woo, and there was a little bit of a shade thrown at you there. Paris, obviously, you don't think the president has lied. There were some reports that, in fact, he had intel from the show that they were going to say something positive about the Russian investigations, and that's maybe what he was pointing people to. But what about this idea that this president has not been very, well, has said things that can be challenged, has said that he was wiretapped based on nothing and sent all the energy into down that rabbit hole when people should have been talking about his health care act. Are you concerned about that?
I think we just have to be fair. You know, in fairness, President Obama said you could keep your doctor. He said that premiums would not go up. I mean, so these are things that were said and things that were proven to be not true. And I think with President Trump, you have someone who is who loves the media, who consumes the media, and he says things that his team around him has said, this is what the president believes. Now, what we have to do is allow the investigations to go forth and see what happens. Because as it relates to the surveillance of Trump administration or then Trump transition people or officials, it seems as if there could be some truth to that based upon this recent intelligence report.
But it was incidental. It was gathered doing other intelligence, which always happens.
But on merit, what you're saying is even incidental. There were people in the Obama administration that were surveilling people in the Trump administration, the Trump transition, which proves which leads to believe that there is truth to what the president was saying. This is the president we have to get used to. He's not like any other candidate we've ever had who's turned president. So he's going to say things. He's going to do things. And you know what? He's probably watching or listening to NPR right now because he calls me his defender. So maybe he's a big fan of Jeremy and Robin. I hope he's listening.
Maybe. And if he is, please come on the show. He hasn't done an interview with NPR yet. Jamal, while all this has been going on, all these things we've been talking about, and especially the health care bill, there's also been the confirmation hearings for Neil Gorsuch, and the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats should filibuster that nominee. This morning, Democrats won a one-week delay on a committee vote on his nomination. What do you think the strategy ought to be for the Democrats here on this? Because it's dangerous if the Republicans change the rules and make it so you only need 51 to get a Supreme Court nominee through.
If the Republicans want to change the rules, they can do that any day of the week they choose. What the American people want from Democrats is courage and vision. Stand up for the things that Democrats believe in and have a vision for the future of this country that affects working people and buys them into the process. And what Democrats can't do is be worried about all the Washington gamesmanship. So if filibustering Gorsuch is what Democrats think is important and the right thing to do because he would be the most conservative nominee we've seen, then filibuster Gorsuch
Jamal,
and deal with the consequences.
In just the minute we have, Paris is right. There are parts of Obamacare which are broken. The Democrats need the Republicans to help them fix it. Don't they have to compromise and give a little to do that?
Donald Trump lost the majority of the voters in this country. If he wants to be president of all of us, not just the president of the people who voted for him, he should reach out to the Democratic Party and find ways to work with them. It is not incumbent upon the minority to fix this when they control the Senate, the House, and the White House. They've got to figure out. They own it. The president owns it. He's got to figure out how to fix it, not the Democrats.
I would just, real quick, the Senate Republicans did not filibuster Justice Kagan or Justice Sonia Sotomayor. So they are going down a very dangerous precedent by doing this. Put partisanship aside and do the right thing. Confirm the justice.
Although they didn't give a hearing to Merrick Garland, people would point out.
There we go.
Paris Denard, Republican strategist. Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist. Great to have you guys back. Thanks so much.
Good to be here. Thank you.